Hello, and thank you for tuning in today. My name is Lauren, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC, on unceded ancestral territory of Coast Salish peoples. Hope you enjoyed Dad Week last week. Shout out to my old man for taking the time to talk about being a Weezer fan. He also went on a tangent about Will Toledo from Car Seat Headrest, but I left that part out for timing reasons. David turned 60 in May, making him the oldest Car Seat Headrest fan possibly ever. This week is all about brand new releases. Back to our usual shoegaze heavy content, of course. I have been scrolling through the digital crates as well as r/shoegaze, a very good resource if you're looking for some niche stuff. People are constantly posting about new releases, so I think I have like, I don't know, 50 to 60 albums to check out. So I'm gonna be busy for a bit. Okay, actually I lied. We will not start off with new stuff. This is not new, but I want to play this song because I like it. Local band Hillsborough with the song Sleep Dealer. It's been on my location recently. And my friend Katie texted the station a couple weeks ago when I played one of their songs. And actually, no, I played the same song. But for some reason, I just saw it now because the app we use is so glitchy. And her text said, the Green Auto show a couple weeks ago you mentioned was awesome. And I couldn't help but notice that the electric violinist from Hillsborough had the perfect neon buzz cut that made his head look like exactly like a tennis ball. All around amazing. I totally agree. If you want a shout out, if you want a request, or you just want to say hi, text me live at 778-782-2573. That's 778-782-2573. And then, speaking of local bands and Green Auto, we went to see Babe Corner there on Sunday, and I thought it'd be nice to listen to I'm Like You, their most recent single. I only listened to them recently, but our friend Rain is really into them. They were so charming, constantly moving around the stage and tripping over each other. It was really cute.
That was Babe Corner with I'm Like You. After that, we're actually going to start off with the actual new stuff. C. Lemon, who is from Seattle, our music coordinator Connor recommended this one to me with the song Give In from the album Diving for a Prize. It came out on May 30th. I'm very much digging it. And then Yul also put out an album on the same day. Evangelic Girl is a Gun. We'll listen to Skull Crusher. Yul in general and some of the album was a bit hit or miss, but I did enjoy it melodically. I did not like that doo-doo song. I found it very irritating. I don't really like her whole like vocaloid thing sometimes. It can kind of be a lot, but it did remind me of Snuffle. Okay, you're gonna think this is a huge reach, but in my head this is what I thought of. I will not subject you to this on air, but go look up Snuffle, the song Doobie Doobie Doo. I need to go on a tangent about this. If you remember all of those Jamster ringtone commercials from the early to mid 2000s, Snuffle was one of the character ringtone options. I have no idea who would possibly choose this song for a ringtone other than me when I was a child, but my mom wouldn't let me. I watched a deep dive about Jamster the other day and how they essentially scammed people into paying for expensive ringtone subscriptions instead of just buying the tone outright. Like, if you'd watch the commercial and you text the number to get the tone, you're actually paying for a subscription, which was really messed up. They got sued out the wazoo for this, and Snuffle was actually originally German, but in the English version, he's called Snuggle. He purely existed to sell ringtones, but was translated into 13 different languages. He also has 13 albums that I think when in Germany went like platinum or something. They even gave him a girlfriend to sell more ringtones named Schnuffelinchen, which I just think means like girl Schnuffel. But yeah, Schnuffel was a big deal to the Germans in the mid-2000s. Schnuffel still goes hard though, okay? The song Hutchin Party is probably one of my favorite songs of all time from when I was a kid, and I believe it was in my Spotify top 5 last year. It's giving hyperpop. It features German mega pop star Michael Wendler, which is a wild collab because he's a very controversial dude. He's a massive anti-vaxxer and conspiracy theorist, but for some reason, he's featured on a song by a character lightly aimed at scamming the parents of young children who might accidentally rack up a fortune in ringtone fees. I have a strong affinity for 2000s Eurodance, hyperpop, gabber, jungle, drum and bass, etc. I kind of want to do a week where I just play whatever I want with absolutely no through line. I have range, I promise. I'm not all about shoegaze. I don't really know how I got to this conversation, but I have ADHD, if it wasn't glaringly obvious to my shoegaze hyperfixation. But yeah, I have a lot of hyperfixations. Anyway, so yeah, let's listen to C. Lemon and Yul.
Thank you.
was Yule with Skull Crusher, hardcore band, Turnstile, just put out a new album. I wasn't huge on the more hardcore songs, to be honest with you. Some of it is a bit dreamy and synthy and jangly, which was super interesting. I really like this song. It's called Never Enough. It's the title track. I also found this band Skeever from Philly. They call themselves Slackergaze. We got the song Mild Red. And then as I was going through r/shoegaze, I came across Steve Carralt, who was the bassist from the band Ride, who admittedly I don't listen to that often, but as far as classic shoegaze bands go, not that I don't like them, but they kind of aren't really the vibe sometimes. The album that he just put out is his solo debut. It's called Swallow. The song is I Don't Know How to Sing. I enjoyed the autotune.